in Seattle, Washington at the Nebraska Soybean Board See It For Yourself Tour. I'm Bryce Duskett. The first stop on day number one was to the NOAA Fisheries Facility. Ron Johnson is a staff member who discusses how they're using soybeans in aquaculture.
So currently we're looking at developing alternative feed ingredients for marine fish. And we currently believe that there's a lot of promise substituting vegetable proteins for fish protein in marine fish diets, but that these substitutions are currently problematic. There is a drop in feed consumption, and there's also nutrient deficiencies that we have to work out. So this work is sponsored by my agency. It's the result of a joint initiative between NOAA and the USDA called the Alternative Feeds Initiative, because we want to increase consumption of soy and corn proteins by fish. And we think the way to do it is a combination of those ingredients with fish processing waste or other marine sources that provide essential nutrients from the marine environment.
Wes Dorn is a farmer from Adams, Nebraska, and discusses his learning outcomes from the experience.
Well, it's interesting just to try to see what they're trying to develop. I assumed that some of this was more developed, but they're trying to incorporate byproducts of the fishing industry in with the soy meal and to make even a better product that will be more utilized. And so it's exciting.
Our coverage of the 2018 See For Yourself Tour is brought to you by Crary Harvest Equipment. Visit crary.com.